Now, you kind of know that you're getting old when your middle daughter takes her first driving lesson, don't you, Dave? Blind Dave Healy joins us.
Simon, what an introduction. I tell you, you're right. I mean, Grace passed her some years ago, but now you've got George, he's 17. So when you met him in Edinburgh, was it? Well, obviously,
yep.
Nearly 10 years ago, then, if that's the case. She's just come back from her first lesson, and from what I can hear us talking to Mom, it's all gone swimmingly well.
I honestly can't believe that. I suppose, you know, young folk get fed up of hearing us codgers say things like that, but it's funny, you don't realise how, well, you realise time's passing, but just certain things kind of reinforce it, don't they?
Well, they sort of things do, don't they? I mean, you know, I can remember, old codgers are saying the time's going, the kids are actually saying the same. You know, where's this year gone, Dad? And I said, I don't know. But, you know, when you, I mean, with the three girls, you know, they've gone, finished junior, started senior, then they finished senior, or as I say, Grace has left, George is in sixth form, Danny's now going into year 11, or fifth year as I know it. So Danny and Georgie, respectively, will be taking GCSEs and A-levels next education year. And then, of course, you've got Georgie, provincial, taking a first driving lesson. Oh my life, I can remember the first pedal car, never mind the first car with a key that goes brum brum brum, you know. Oh dear, son, unbelievable.
And I was hearing that you've been enlisted by your youngest Danny to do something.
Well, yes, we've got a little project on which we can hopefully talk about, because Danny and Georgie are both going through the Silver Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme. They've done the hiking and camping and living out and whatnot, and that's okay. And then now on to, you know, what they have to do with sort of volunteering and crafts. Well, teachers have agreed for Danny to sort of help me down in the workshop, obviously, as long as she doesn't touch any of the major machinery. So she comes and she's got three ukuleles. She said, Dad, I want these on the wall for safekeeping, but I want them to be able to take them down when I play them. And anyway, they run through the internet, you know, and on there are these sort of small wooden brackets, and there's a couple that are wooden and one that's like a coat hook, is how it's been explained to me. And they said, Dad, but I want three sets, and then between 18 and 25 quid a set. So I had a little ferret round the ukulele, put it against the wall, and I thought, well, okay, the neck needs to be held, and as I call it, the bum of the ukulele needs to be held, and it wants it at that slight angle. Went down to workshop, got a bit of dowel, got a bit of wood, got a bit on the end, and I lumped, just put some together, and I brought it back up. And Dev said, that's exactly, or as near as, what the drawing or the image on the net is. And I thought, well, I can do this, you know, not literally out of scrap, but I've got some sapele down there. And so we're actually going to make them ourselves. And what'll be nice, we'll take photographs as we do in the different stages. I'll cut them out and then she'll, you know, sand and drill and screw and glue. So what'll be lovely, she'll be able to manufacture her own sort of ukulele brackets onto the wall. We can photograph it because it's photographic evidence for a practical and craft site to the Silver Duke of Edinburgh. So, which is all nice, isn't it?
It is, but I hope you're keeping your tools all counted.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, well, I've got a few holes in my tool slabs because on the other side of the coin, or should I say on the other side of the county, the younger Grace, has her, along with a boyfriend, have bought themselves a vehicle, as in a van, and their project is to turn it into a camper. So, weekend just passed. Dad, would you happen to have a jigsaw? No, because I broke it some years ago and I don't use it, you know, once every blue moon. So I bought a new jigsaw, which is now over at Grace's. And then it was a text, Dad, would you happen to have a saw? So I took a saw over when we went to visit on Sunday. And to be fair to him, they've done the base, they've insulated the floor and put their plywood in, and they've cut it, and, you know, they're just trimming with a saw. And then it's, Dad, what about the windows? I've got to clad it. Oh, yeah. Would you be available? So, again, my service, which is lovely, because they trust the fact that, you know, I'm more than capable, or I can give a little bit of guidance, and with their eyes, we'll sort it, you know, with what they want, with their eyesight, with me and the tools, and how we can use it. We'll utilise it. So, looks like we're not only doing ukulele brackets, we're now cladding the inside of Grace and Richard's vehicle. And then that will obviously lead on to cupboards, I'm sure. So the next few months, it's going to be a bit of DIY floating around, sir.
Must be nice, though. I mean, I don't have any kids, as you know. And, you know, I don't suppose I live my life through other people's families, but, you know, I watch the milestones, and I think, you know, when you first have family and kids, you want the best for them, you want to be their friend, but you want to be able to have their respect, and you never know how it's going to turn out. It must be really nice to be able to work with your daughters like this, you know.
Blimey, sorry. I mean, you know, having three girls, I didn't envisage any of them, you know, sort of picking up power tools, screwdrivers and doing this kind of thing. So I guess, in some respects, it's a bit of a bonus because, you know, all three of them, it's nice to have time with them. I mean, Grace, you know, I get the element of time where we're now going to do the vehicle, and I've done some jobs over at her house. We made some shells out of scaffold boards, and she wanted all the numbers on them. We put them in there like floating shells. She's made up with them, you know, and just put a little pot on it. And then Georgie Lee, I mean, she's the academic, but where I get the time with Georgie, she's an avid West Brom fan now, loves it, works up there at match day, she's loving it. So we get our time together, sort of, you know, walking back or on the terraces, so to speak. And then young Danny, she's a bit of a, well, she's musical, she's photographic, she's an artist, but, you know, she's been helping me do the fencing around the garden. We've got to do some benches at the bottom between tree trunks that was cut down. These ukulele things. She loves to roll her sleeves up. She loves to use the cordless drill. You know what I mean? So the practical side of it. So it's nice when we sort of, you know, utilise time like that. You know, it is nice. It is nice, very nice. And lovely to share a bit of time with them. And I have to smile because they let me do things and then they'll take over. But it's lovely when they take over because it means that we've done it together, but they primarily have done it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice.
Well, the other thing I was going to ask you about is you were supposed to be making something for Serrano Fines, were you not?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
I made him one of my, is it bespoke? I done him a block where I sort of router it and I engrave it, and on the front of it I've put a Serran, and I've obviously routed out so that he can place his phone in there whilst on the desk. And I've made a little portion of it so he can put his memory sticks. And then, obviously, I drill it for pen. So, hopefully, he'll utilise it on his desk there for his phone to place, his memory stick and his pens. And I said to him, because we met him Tuesday night, just before he went on stage, so we had a chat and some photographs. And I said, there you go. And I think, he may look at that, and every time, because we met in the desert. We met in the Sahara Desert, which is the craziest of places to meet somebody. And I just hope that if he takes his pen out, if he never uses it, he sort of looks and thinks, you know, well, I never. Blind Dave made me that. So, yeah, it's nice. Nice when people utilise and use them. And I feel quite chuffed that, you know, people will put them on the desks and they do ask for more. And can you do one for me mum, me uncle, me gran, you know. And I think, wow, all right, okay. They're obviously pretty useful.
Yeah.
In fact, friend of ours come over from America, went back this Monday, flew out, and he said, I want one of them pen. Dave, I want one of those pen phone holders. So,
is he a gangster?
I made one for him, and he took it back to the States, and he's using it at home, as he says to me. The pen's in it, Dave. I thought, okay, there we go, how about that?
And we should say, Serrano Fines, who is an adventurer extraordinaire, and indeed, he's also... He advised you when you were getting ready for your sevens challenge,
yes,
the seven marathons.
Yes, because Sir Ranulph and Mike Stroud did it, and he gave us some advice and, you know, and a lot of help. And I've stayed with him, you know, we speak and we email more so. And then, strangely enough, he was doing the Marathon de Sahab in the Sahara Desert when I was doing it. So we actually met in the Sahara Desert in a 40-mile-an-hour sandstorm, which is crazy. And then, you know, other adventures we've been having chats. He's told me what he's been up to, and, you know, I'm telling him what I'm doing, and he calls me stupid, and I call him stupid, you know. So we're both a stupid pair of silly sausages, aren't we? But, it, you know, it's always a wish you well. And now, I mean, at 73, he's good for his age. Deb saw him and says, you know, you can tell his body's obviously took some toll in the adventures he's done, but he's looking good for his age. So we had a good old chinwag on Tuesday, and, yeah, we just keep in touch like that, you know.
And he's put his name towards behind your film, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's agreed to be the patron of the film, so which is also lovely. So hence the photographs, so that the producers could sort of, I think they're going to put a trailer out very very soon, and obviously some photographs of Saran with it. So yeah, he's and it's lovely to think that he's prepared to put his name against it, which is nice.
Well, there's some good photographs. How do we get in touch with you, Dave?
Right, website, blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. Healy spelled H-E-E-L-E-Y. Or, of course, if they contact this bloke on the radio called Simon Pawley, he'll know some contact details.
I know some of them.
I don't blame
you. I don't have trouble trying to phone you there.
I know.
I've actually found that, see, if you don't put the right numbers in, you don't get the right people.
You know what? You could probably, if you went, you know, a different kind of number, you'd probably get somebody talking funnily somewhere else in the country. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I talk funnily enough before you even enter into that one.
Right, Dave, love to Debs and the family, and we will catch up with you next week.
Indeed, sir.
Go and get on with the hoovering.
Okay, sir. I don't know what I'm going to call you, Summit.
Catch you later.
Okay, doodle pip.